Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of SaaS Marketing Makeover. It's your host, Garrett Merigue, and I am very excited to be joined by a global marketing leader, Alexis Chigoris. Welcome to the show, Alexis.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
No, we're very excited to have you. And for everyone tuning in, maybe for the first time, if not repeat listeners, you know the drill. But Alexis and I have now known each other for approximately 10 minutes. We both do not know who is on the wheel, let alone who's going to land on it. That's little secrets that our producer, Adam, behind the scenes has for us. So, are you ready to get after it, Alexis?
Oh, totally. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Adam, why don't you spin the wheel? Monday.com. Oh my goodness. Are you ready for Monday? Have you heard of that?
Oh yeah. No, I have not.
Okay. So I'm going to give you high level of what I've seen them do from my opinion. And we'll go from there. So task management service competing with Asana, Trello, and the rest of them.
Okay.
However, they grew with advertising compared to Trello and other ones that grew really organically kind of through their product. Monday just shoved their product on everyone's like gullet saying, you got to get Monday. But they did so through industry segmentation. In other words, they positioned Monday.com to agencies as the best solution built for agencies. And they like did that across all their verticals because of how flexible the product was. But they isolated it and they created like segment specific marketing and advertising across hundreds of segments like at scale from what I saw. Make sense?
Yep, totally. And I would use Trello in the past, so familiar with the offering.
Sweet. All right, let's take a look. So, Monday.com. After reviewing this page, well, that's a hell of an experience to start with, huh?
I know. A nice site survey.
Here, this is what they actually did. I think they really did before reviewing this page. I think I would probably not do this. And like, honestly, like, have you ever seen this before, Alexis?
I've seen site intercept surveys when you're leaving.
But never before
like,
you
never
get
before you enter.
Okay. Let's just put this in practical terms. It's like going to a restaurant and then they ask like, what'd you think of the food? You're like, I haven't tried it yet, to be honest.
Right.
All right. Let's just see what happens. I'm actually curious on this.
Yeah, before. Totally.
Yeah, so they just have the survey firing incorrectly. That was probably just something they launched, and they probably just missed something there.
Yeah, totally.
So, notice this is actually really unique. I haven't seen this before. Have you seen someone who kind of did create your own adventure?
No, I have not like this. Like, I mean, this is cool.
Yeah, it is. I want to see what happens. So if I click marketing, oh, nice UI too. They added to it. See that?
Wow.
So I just threw two things in their little bucket, it looks like. So creative and design and marketing. Welcome. Okay. I love this. Okay. By the way, one of the things I always talk about is it's like overlaying it with the destination. So my assumption right now is if I put that in, they're going to let me. I think I might already have an account. Let me see. No, I'm going to do it this way. I'll just do it their way. So continue. Please let me go right to this. Okay, that's cheeky. They get me.
Yeah.
So I hate signing up for these, but here I am.
I know.
Work. Business owner. Let's just stay with the marketing. Continue. Cool. Let me just get in. Now let's see. I gave them some things earlier, right? I gave them creative and marketing. Now I'll do that later. And they put me right here on creative recommended for me. That's pretty clean.
It totally is. And it was pretty fast too.
It is pretty fast. Let's see.
Which is great.
Yeah.
So let's see. From a UX standpoint.
No, 100%. I'm just like kind of intrigued now because I find this. Let's see. So I click the button. It's not that fast right now.
Yeah, now it's not. I might have jinxed it.
Okay, though. Okay. We got it. Now they're giving me the full UI. See, I love this now. I'm not going to go more into this, but this is this concept I call product-led growth that I think the whole industry is kind of referring to, which is like, how fast can I get someone to what I call the magic moment? So how can I get someone from exploring my website to experiencing the value of my product, and how quickly can I accomplish that?
Mm-hmm.
I think they do that pretty darn well, don't they?
I totally do. And I mean, just the fact that it's very interactive as well.
100%, yeah. Oh, I think I gotta sign out now because they're gonna... Oh no, now I can't go check out their website later. I'm gonna go, how do I do this now? I haven't had this problem before.
To get an unauthenticated view.
I know, right? Let me see if I can
log out of every browser.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm gone Monday. Leave me alone. I want to see your website. I'm doing it. All right. So we're here. Choose your own adventure. I really could get started pretty quickly. That was pretty sweet. What do you think about the rest of this so far, right? Product shots?
I think that's great. That's upfront. It's not like beating around the bush, so to speak. So it's really right. It's giving you that snapshot right up front.
Yeah, my only feedback I would say is today is every time you have a product image, I'd love to have it replaced with a video.
Because I know. That's something I've definitely learned in a lot of research I've done with like customers in the past. They want to see too, like a quick, snackable, less than 2 minute video too, just explainer.
Well, yeah, because when I got started, I still had a lot of work and I still had to go through their onboarding, right? With their like UI and their like prompts. I would just, if I could just hit play here and see the product, that's actually even easier than getting started. And if it's a good product, it can compel me to take an action that I might not be ready to take yet.
Definitely.
So now we have some social proof, 100,000 teams. I mean, I like that they listed the number. Brian, we should do that for us, man. How many SaaS companies have we helped, right? Instead of just, here's the leading SaaS companies, like put some, I think this gives context, which I think is really cool.
No, I think a lot of companies too also do that, like how many they serve, what's the ROI too. I mean, that's something a lot of and UX research I've done that customers want to hear, like how much are you going to help me save money?
No, 100%. I like this too, right? Because this is a video. See, like I feel like they're listening to us, right? So here's a video that's auto playing on scroll. I haven't seen that before, actually, like auto play videos.
That's great.
It is great. Okay, so we have some good videos. They talk about integrations. Okay. When you think of like a Trello, how critical are integrations to you?
Not really. Very. That's right. I know. I mean, that's not talking to your CRM. It's an internal tool for project management.
Yeah, I think it's a little weird to lead with integrations at this point. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something, but I want
to. Me too. I feel like that maybe could go at the bottom, depending on how important it is.
So look at this. So now they're a sales pipeline too.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Huh.
Okay, so this is hard. Have you ever marketed a product? I guess you were at Oracle, right?
Yes.
So how do you think about marketing across so many use cases of a product and so many, like, you know what I mean? It's like, that's the hard part of
it's what so Oracle hard. Has. I mean, well, Oracle's website, I mean, it's so confusing. There's so much there. That's the thing. Unless you really know what you're looking for, a lot of their competitors are the same. They just have a lot.
100%. I'm like looking at this, right? So like, look at the solutions. So this is what I was saying. Like, they have this very powerful product. It's like really a platform. I just find it very interesting. See, now they're not even selling it. See, this is what's hard about Monday, in my opinion. It's like, I have to buy all of freaking Monday when I don't want all of Monday. Right. Like, what if I just want Tuesday? But
so that's where you need to like break it up. Maybe this is just a little too confusing, like having some sort of subnav or something to show even if or what the umbrella offering is and then the individual components.
Yeah, no, 100%. Because I just had a really good call or an interview with a SaaS leader, and she actually was building custom packages, which I'd never seen before. So like, imagine if we did custom, I think that could be actually really, really cool for Monday. So like, imagine if we did custom packages. So see how like when we landed, what if I could choose that I wanted the project management and I wanted the CRM and sales, but I didn't want anything for recruitment because I already have an ATS software I use. Could I get custom pricing? And then the rest of the features would be locked, and then you could unlock the features with an upsell.
Oh, totally.
Because I don't, like, let's see, is it, 'cause it's not probably priced. Yeah, it's priced by seat. I don't know. What's your take on that? So, like, what's been your experience on seat-based pricing instead of, like, outcome-based pricing?
I mean, seat, I feel like everyone gets access to it behind the scenes. I mean, I've had so many things just charged to my corporate credit card where, I mean, it's just like, okay, well, then you're managing it all and, you know, everyone's getting access to it. I don't know. I mean, it depends really on what the, how big your team is and what the use case is.
Yeah. 'Cause like choose a team. So, oh no, another little UI mistake.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
Okay. So I have my features, right? So, oh my God.
Well, this is so really overwhelming.
It's so feature rich, 100%. I know. Okay, so two-factor authentication across the board. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, I think the Kanban view is cool, calendar view, so they have some upsells built in. I'm trying to understand. This is where it gets interesting, right? So you're a buyer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying $8 a seat when all I want is the marketing. And I don't need everything else. Like, I don't know. Like, how do you sell a product that has so many features you don't want?
And that's where I feel there's a huge disconnect between this and the homepage, because it seems so customizable up front. And then you get here and this doesn't seem customizable at all.
Yeah. I wonder if it's just the same platform with different use cases. Do you know what I'm saying? So like CRM. So see where all your leads stand at a glance. So it looks like it's a CRM. This looks like they're legitimately trying to compete with like a Salesforce or somebody. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens over here, if we do project management. Yeah, see, these are all like micro products, but they all have, do they have separate pricing? Because now I'm under project management pricing. So I'm at $8. Let's see what happens if I go to CRM. They're all still the same. It's very weird.
Yes. That's where I like to, I'm a little confused.
So let's say I'm HR, right? I'm an HR person. Now I don't have pricing because I have a different menu. See how this went to use cases?
Mm-hmm.
This is just classic, like not a priority on a small marketing team type thing.
Sure.
But it does look like they're all using the exact same product. And instead of solutions, these are just use cases for the exact same product. And I think that would help us create clarity.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you get what I'm saying? Because when we, yeah, you and I think solutions in SaaS, right? Like it appears to be a different product, but I think it's actually the same product. You can just set it up for different things.
Yeah. And so just combine that instead of having separate.
Yeah. Because imagine if we use the word
use case. It's all problem solution in SaaS. Yeah,
now we're like, okay, Monday is this product, and here's all the different ways I can use this one product instead of them acting like it's all these different products. Like now we're competing with Jira. Like imagine that. Oh, one, wow, moment we're competing with Jira, the next moment we're competing with Salesforce, the next moment we're competing with Marketo, the next moment we're competing with Lever. And I don't see the world moving to a unified system across all those business units. I see the world moving, yeah, to a best of breed.
Agreed. I mean, there's just very weird, different use cases for all of those different technology platforms.
Well, you did a lot of enterprise. Let's take a look at enterprise. Let's see how they're selling to enterprise, right? So the work operating system designed for modern enterprises, bring your team together under one secure, supported, and centralized work management platform. Okay. Old Faithful of a CTA.
Requested demo. Mm-hmm.
I don't like the requested demo CTA. Our data shows it's like the lowest performing CTA in SaaS.
Oh my God, totally. I've experienced the same thing.
Like, because remember that Get Started thing? I don't know why we wanted to just go with Get Started. I thought Get Started was pretty, like, badass. Like, this is pretty mm-hmm. sweet.
It's, very yeah, it's very different experience.
Yeah, because I think, I guess they don't want, you know, they want the enterprise, they want to control the enterprise buying cycle. I get where they're coming from. So we could still maybe do that. But, okay, so now they're team communication. So it sounds a lot like Slack.
Mm-hmm.
And then they talk about things enterprise care about, like how do I, you know, so we fire somebody, how do I get them out of the system?
Right.
Reporting, right? Integrations, like Jira and Salesforce, which mm-hmm. then ironically competes directly with software development and CRM and sales.
Yes.
So it begets the question, do I have to pay that much a seat if I'm only using part of the software?
I mean, that's where I feel like you need to have a conversation with someone. Like, is it really that easy to just sign up online?
Yeah.
I mean, I know they have questions on the front, but like, what if it was a more like AI type of chat experience where you like had some sort of concierge here to help you? Because there's just a lot of different things going on the site.
Well, what I like is this, like, too, they have this Forrester stuff. I mean, you and I know it's no joke getting a Forrester report.
Oh, that's expensive. Huge.
But it works. But now I don't get to see it. Like, where yeah. are they on the Forrester, on the wave, right? Forrester does
their wave. In my experience, I mean, because that's a huge SEO generator for them, too.
No, 100%. I would love to see that. So if we go back to this homepage, they talk about 24/7 customer support, which is pretty cool. What would you want to see? Like, what are you not seeing here, Alexis?
I'd like to just understand what it is. I don't know. I mean, it just, I love the interface where you can do this because I am a very visual person. And I feel like, again, going back to like all the research I've done in my career, a lot of, you know, prospects and customers want that visualization. But like, can there be some sort of value proposition up front? And even if it is like a video, like we said, something that's like, explain to me what this really is.
No, 100%, because I love, like, this is what they're leading with. They're leading with what we want, right? A task management system. That's what this looks right. like. This looks like a very pretty version of Asana. It really does. It looks very cool.
For sure.
But then they start confusing us.
Exactly, with the CRM. And I that's where I'm kind of just like, okay, like, that's cool. But, like, shouldn't it be part of your umbrella offering?
But it's the same product. Can you see that? So it's like the exact same product, but they... But they call it, they just need to change it. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's not Monday construction. It's Monday that construction can use.
Mm-hmm.
So crazy. I don't know. To me, this is such an actual issue if I'm marketing at this organization because it's hard to create clarity.
Yes.
Now, I love templates. I think templates and like this kind of content is the future. Have you ever done anything like this where it's almost like user generated and it's got massive scale and it's kind of like what I call functional content? So like content that is directly integrates with the product and is functional?
I mean, not directly, more so like, I mean, I've worked on customer communities in the past where it is a lot of that type of content, but not in like, not specifically like this.
This automations piece is pretty sweet. This is like if you had Asana and Zapier. I think that's pretty sweet. I think they could definitely lean into this automation piece because this is actually a pretty special feature.
And that's what a lot of people would want.
Look at this.
I assume.
Create an IAM in context. Like, yeah, see, this is sweet.
See, and that's like the proof, right?
Yeah. This is what they should have on the homepage, right?
I had a unique selling proposition. Really.
No, you're spot on. So let's say if I use this template, what happens? Yeah, see, welcome to Monday. See, this is sweet because what you can do here. Now, I'm not sure. I want to see if it's ranking well because I'm not sure they did the SEO properly on this, if I'm being honest. It doesn't – because, like, see how it's just, like, contacts?
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to look at this, customizable templates to get your team started in minutes is the wrong title tag.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It, see, that's probably the same title tag as my hub page. If I go back to Template Center, watch this. Oh, sorry. Where am I? Here we go. Okay. So Yeah, see this? See how that's duplicate content?
Oh yeah, so they have that's duplicate so good. That's not great for SEO, as you know.
Yeah, no, not at all. I wanted to see, because this is like my favorite SEO tactic for product-led growth, is like using parts of the product to acquire new customers.
Oh yeah.
I think is really special, but it doesn't seem like we did our on-page SEO right. So I'd love to see and notice how like they've got a rare thing going where they actually drive more paid search traffic almost than organic. Like they really did build their business with advertising.
Oh yeah.
But we don't have to. Like, no. Look at this. If you exclude the keyword Monday, they have no real SEO.
Yeah, and to your point, yes, they could be doing a ton more.
Yeah, see, and like, see how that's their blog ranking for progress tracker? I would love to have their templates ranking for progress trackers. Like, watch, look how much farther I am away from using their product here compared to here.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, this is more like this gets you closer to taking an action than this does, which is like how to use a progress tracker, which is like progress tracker template is much more like I'm going to sign up and then get to my outcome, get to my moment of value. But
absolutely,
I find this interesting. I'd love to hear your take on it. What's your take on a different menu for your blog?
Honestly, I think more simplified is better and also helps with SEO.
Yeah. Because if I go here to their blog, but here's what I dislike. What's the point of a blog, big picture, for a business?
I mean, it depends. So it could be lead gen, it could be SEO. In my experience, I've seen a lot of great SEO come from blog posts.
Correct. And to monetize SEO, we have to get people from reading our content to choosing our product.
Yes.
Yet we removed all our menu. So like, it's very difficult in my mind to connect what I'm reading to if I had the use case. See what I'm saying? So if we just brought this same menu over while I was reading this, I think it'd be a lot easier to monetize their organic traffic.
Yes.
Because now once I scroll, all I have is get started, but I don't really know what the product is. Remember, I was searching for how to use a CRM. I landed here. I'm not even sure Monday is a CRM.
I'm unclear about that too, as from the messaging.
Yeah, so I think we got to keep the menu here. Now, I wanted to see, in my opinion, when I've seen people with functional content, like their templates, that can be their very best traffic. So I want to see if Template Center ranks for anything. Zero traffic from their template. Wow. So this is their greatest opportunity, in my opinion.
Yes.
To drive success, because like, watch this. So like, if I'm at scale, I have like advanced single project. So advanced single project management template. And then I could rank for that query. So watch, like if I search project management template, watch how much there is. $3.6 million. Wow. And then look at their competitor smart sheets.
Yeah.
And then I could try to see what I'm saying, and you can immediately connect it to your product. And this is really, really valuable traffic that you can monetize that they're just missing.
Yeah, totally.
So going back to it. Now, let's say you're CMO of Monday.com, Alexis. Where do you start? Like three things. You know, if you had to do three things for Monday.com, what do you think you'd focus on?
I would focus like what we just talked about. I mean, there's an opportunity here for SEO. So work on your on-page, bring those templates really up to forefront and center. I think also it's really about just like the messaging piece, like just a little clarity. I really love this example here though. I mean, of how you can build it, but just a little bit more context would really help to understand like what's the connection between this and the CRM, for example. Because it's a little unclear. And then even just going on to like the piece about like Forrester, you need that credibility. So too, any credibility you can bring here as well really just ties back to the SEO piece.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I think the only things I'd add on top of what you're saying, because like templates, heck yeah. I mean, I already kind of just made an example of why templates is so critical to their success and how close they are. The cool part is they already have them. They literally just need to change their on-page SEO and they're pretty much there, maybe add a little content, but that was pretty sweet. So they're close there. We could literally like do that 2 quarters, drastically improve organic. I bet you could double organic revenue in 2 quarters by focusing on templates, like serious.
Yeah.
Then automations. That was sweet. Like I've never seen anybody who had automation. Like Asana don't have automations. Like Trello doesn't have automations.
No. And that would make your life easier.
Yeah. Number one. Sure. Number two, what if we replace this integrations piece with the Forrester piece? Because I thought that Forrester piece was sweet. And like same with like this. Like they're a winner in like all of G2's categories.
That's huge for SEO too.
100%. They don't mention it anywhere.
Yeah. It's interesting that they mentioned the logos up front, but those awards are just as important, if not more.
Yeah. And because in my mind, it's like, oh my God, this page is long.
Yeah. So I mean, that's the other thing. There's a lot of, I would do a little bit of an audit here. And just kind of clean things up because, I mean, even just looking at the SEO results you pulled, there's a lot of stuff that could be removed or hidden.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think it's just, to me, they have some really cool thing like automations that they bury, right? Like if you were to do a scroll depth audit of this page, I bet you less than 30% of traffic makes it to this part of the page, which I think is actually their coolest part. I don't know. I would go all in on automations. I would really focus on automations. I would try to like maybe do price. I would try to do some packaging. So if you're just using one piece of it, I don't know. I just think maybe change this to use cases like we talked about. There's just so many little things. They're doing a great job. Obviously they've been super successful, but I think like it's like they're almost fighting their own growth. It's like they're like at war with themselves because they want to be something that's so big and crazy.
Yes.
That it's like they're not the best probably as a sales CRM, if we're being honest, right?
Yes, for sure. Not.
And they probably could be the best or are the best at project management.
Totally.
But would we use them for project management if we feel like we don't need everything else? I'm not sure.
That's where like the clarity comes in and just really helping some like your buyer not be so overwhelmed.
100%. Like just be like, hey, look, and be proud with like who you are. Cause I feel like Monday doesn't know who they are. I feel like they're in this identity crisis.
Yeah.
And it's hard because people like Airtable and Notion and a lot of these new SaaS companies that are super hot, they're all doing this. They're taking like something that's functional, like a project management system. And they're saying, look at all the ways you could use it. We could use it for construction, marketing, sales. And they go to become so flexible that I don't know if they can ever like really rise up and become one thing that then like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's easier to be like monday.com is like a project management tool and do something like Allison or whatever and say like Jira and Trello. But it's not like Trello's trying to be Jira or Jira's trying to be Trello. You know what I'm saying?
Not
they're
under
one brand, but they're doing separate things. I think is better than one brand doing separate things at the same time. I don't know.
Exactly. It's competing and confusing.
So monday.com, thank you for being our muse. You all are doing some awesome stuff. However, hopefully, like I actually have evaluated your product, okay? So, and I wanted to choose you. It just didn't feel like you fit into any of my needs because you did so many things for me, but not necessarily one thing for me. So I couldn't buy you. So just something to think about, especially as they're trying to go after enterprise and mid-market. I feel like those enterprise and mid-market buyers want best of breed. And that's where your AOV, your LTV CAC, your cash is. So pretty fun.
Yeah, any definitely. Final thoughts? No, this was so much fun. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And that's the SaaS Marketing Makeover from monday.com. Bye, everybody.
Bye.